Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. Crocus screaming in the night. That's good stuff. Hey, I'm Gary Lee, and it's Thursday. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's going to be windy today, but temperature is going to be floating around 50 degrees. We thought maybe we would see 60 today. No. Mother Nature, you know, she has the right to change her mind whenever she wants. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm saying it's 50 right now in the forecast. An hour from now, it may be 80. You just never know. Time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, which the Bayou Resort's right off of Fout Road. And Gary Faraci, how we doing, brother?
Hey, we're doing good, Gary. How are you in this? It's a beautiful Thursday morning.
Boy,
it's a little on the cool side, but it's beautiful.
I love it. You know what would be great this morning as the fog is hovering on the Lake North Fork. You know, it's just sitting there hovering. If you were just outside and you had a nice fire built and an old coffee can, you know, they're percolating some coffee on that open fire, and you had some tin cup coffee cups and you were just sitting back, watching the fog lift off the lake as the sun peeks over the horizon.
Oh, how beautiful is that, man? Now you paint a good picture.
Ah, telling you. That's what this Thursday morning should have been all about, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Then you hear the rumbles of the engines off the boats firing up, you know?
Yeah, you hear them coming across the lake or going down the lake. Yeah, it's beautiful.
How has the fishing been? Because we've had some pretty good temperatures, you know. I mean, it's, you know, in the evening, the temperature's been fairly mild. That's going to change tonight, though. But, you know, we've had some nice weather. They've been catching quite a few fish.
Oh, yeah. For February, it's been beautiful. You know, lake level, we're at 555. That's pretty good shape for February, and the water temperature, upper 40s, depending on, you know, the weather we've had. We touch 50 and then it goes back down to 40s. That's ideal. Crappie bite's been pretty darn good. It's been live bait and a couple select colors on jig and some Bobby Garland colors, some Stater bait colors. They've been really hammering, and it's just going to get better.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a April 1st. There's a bass tournament that's coming up, and
right.
It's, you know, it's for the friends of what is it? It's for the animals, I do believe. I'm gonna have to bring it up. I'm gonna have to click on it. But it's April 1st. There's several fishing tournaments that are gonna be coming up, and if you're, you know, thinking about getting into some of these tournaments. They're a blast, but, you know, that's what we're here to help you with your fishing tournaments. Well, they almost should give us a cut of money, you know?
I had two old boys come in yesterday morning.
Yeah.
About 9 o'clock, and they said they went out, and they just thought for the heck of it they'd throw some crankbait just to see. They caught, each of them caught a 5 to 6 pound bass on crankbait, throwing up onto the shore, onto the bank. In February. I don't know if it was just luck or what, but, yeah, we've been talking about that. Guys have not been throwing crankbait, and here we go.
Boom. Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen a few pictures of the, you know, they're catching some bass right now. Davis, Lynn Ipock, I've seen some, sparkling pictures of those two dudes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've been hitting the bass pretty good, and then the stripers, the hybrids, the whites, they're still hammering on them pretty good. Some of them have been fairly deep, but it's that time of year, you know, the water's perfect conditions for it.
Yeah,
and just got to get out and whether the weather's really nice. We've had some really nice days. We had a 70 plus degree day the other day.
That was crazy, wasn't it? Now, hey, did Diane make you chill out and just sit on the porch for a little bit? Or no, she made you work.
She put me to work. We've got guests coming this weekend, and we were working on cabins, and yeah. I did. After all that was done, I did have a couple of cocktails after that.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Here it is. It's the 32nd annual Buddy Bass Tournament benefiting Friends of Horseshoe Bend Animals. This is an all-volunteer group, too, a 501c3 animal welfare organization. And it's going to be April 1st. They're going to launch at Panther Bay. It's a 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. tournament. And it's a $100 per two-man boat, which are two-man team. And guaranteed first place, $1,000. Second place, $500. Third place, $250. There's going to be door prizes and drawings after the tournament. But you have to go online to to sign up. And now, they'll do it also the morning of, starting at 5 a.m. But if you can pre-register online, that would be great.
You know. Send me a link to that. I'll put it on our Facebook page. Put it on Mountain of Rock Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get that out there.
Yeah, you know, because I love animals. I mean, I just love animals. You know, and I know you and Diane. You still got your little fur babies, don't you?
Oh yeah.
The ferocious. They're ferocious. But you know, if we can help out the animals, and this is a good way to do it, you know, touching in onto the outdoors people, raising some money for a good cause. It's great. It's a great thing to do. Now, hey, Gary, for folks wanting to know a little more about Lake North Fork, maybe they just want a little getaway. They want to just shut down from everything that's around them, get the hell away from everybody, turn their cell phones off, and just stare off into beautiful sunsets and sunrises. How can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Check out our Facebook page, the Bayou Facebook page. Always putting stuff up there. Drop us a line, leave a comment, whatever. Or if you're in the area, stop by and say hi and check things out. And, of course, always our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, and you don't have to be, you know, I mean, if you're not a fisher person, that's okay. I'm telling you right now, you can, if you'll just cruise on down and hang out, make a stay at the Bayou Resort, you can get out there on a pontoon boat, and you will get some of the most beautiful pictures, you know, with your phone or with your camera, or just with your mind, with your eyes, and they'll last forever. I mean, they make such an imprint because the beauty in the morning and in the evening, it is just fantastic down there. And you guys got a front row seat, don't you?
We do, and it's beautiful. It's quiet. You know, you can come down the next few months before it really, really picks up with the fishermen and stuff here. You can come down, relax, and just enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's always quiet till Gary Lee's there, and then he stirs crap up and just, you know, gets all the neighbors wound up, and good golly.
Too much fun.
Too much fun. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man. We'll talk with you next week, okay?
All right.
See you. Bye. Oh, yeah. Hey, it is a good time. Bayou Resort is a great time. Great, great time. We've got some more rock and roll that's coming at you. Two great big huge handfuls of it. And I hope that your Thursday morning's going as well as mine.